Goldberg's in the house. You won't believe what a fan said to Whoopi Goldberg. Ooh.
And they're saying the fastest man alive, Usain Bolt, done ran out of money. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Now we have our girl, entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles, back like she never left, and the one and only king of reality TV, executive producer of the Love and Marriage shows, Carlos King, in the building.
I'm so happy to be here, cracking, as Gary would say, what's the tea?
I won't listen. We don't condone cheating, but if you're going to be out here having sneaky links, you got to be more careful. Now, as we've all learned by now, Shakira don't play. Now, we talked about her posting a witch on her balcony this week, but now we found out the hidden message that she had in another video that's about her split from her ex, Gerard Piqué. So, apparently, Shakira found out that Gerard was cheating after she returned home from traveling and saw that her job jam was empty. So her female spidey senses started tingling. And since Gerard and her kids hate jam, she figured it out. It was Gerard's jump off who had violated her jam job.
Wow.
And this amiga must have been very hungry, because in the music video for her single Felicito, she referenced the jam incident by opening the fridge and having a man's head sitting on the shelf. High-level petty.
You talking about high-level petty. She gets to be as petty as she needs to be. This man brought this woman to her house.
True. It should have been a bloody decapitated head.
What do you think about that, Carlos? I mean, honey, would you do some jam or a cut
in? Well, obviously, bootylicious. You know, the jam was jellying. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that much. But I'm vegan, so nobody wants my jam, jelly, or man.
But of all the things to consume or to take or to try on, why did you go in her refrigerator and get her jam?
Well, after that's random weird sex sessions, you want to kind of keep your glucose levels high so you can get back to it.
That's what you're thinking about.
So what you want, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Gross.
Peanut butter and jam?
Well, like, so, Carlos, you vegan. I mean, so if anybody ever just violated your favorite food, what could they have been? Grass?
That's the biggest misconception about vegan. Oh. Listen, I like my food like I like my men. Oh. Dairy-free.
All right, then.
Now, but what her being is petty, is there any, like, franchise that you reside over that you could possibly recruit Shakira for?
Well, I think on Love & Marriage Huntsville, there's a lot of infidelity going on. So, Shakira, do not go to Huntsville, and do not meet Martell Holt. That's all I'm going to say.
Moving on, honey, to one hungry broad to an old broad, honey. All right, y'all, honey. So, I'm just repeating what someone said. So, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Brad. Now, somebody got it messed up, honey, with Miss Whoopi Goldberg on The View, baby.
Uh-oh.
Okay? So as the ladies, honey, made their grand entrance onto the stage, an overly excited audience member, honey, felt the need to tell Whoopi that she was an old.
What?
Look at this shot.
It's a very happy birthday crowd. So anybody wondering about the, did you just call me an old broad?
Did she?
Yes. She said, yo, broad. And I was like, hey.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, and I am an old broad and happy about it.
Told her she was old.
The shade is real, honey. Now, you old broad. So now, that's what the woman told Whoopi.
I can't believe
now, she looking like Geraldine, baby, with her church purse in her lap, honey, and her hat on, y'all calling Whoopi, honey, an old broad. So now, we're just going to call the lady Geraldine, because she looked like a Geraldine, a church
does.
Lady.
What's the point, though? Why would she say that?
She's nervous,
yeah,
maybe.
I think it's a term of endearment. Like, I consider Gary to be an old broad, but I wouldn't call him one, because he's like my godfather. And I think that's a respectful way, because I am able to stand on Gary's shoulder. So you are an old broad to me, honey.
You just called him an old broad in italics.
Obviously, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt is fast. He's won 8 Olympic gold medals after all. But you know what's faster?
What?
The disappearance of his money, y'all. I know, that's right. Usain had $12.8 million invested with the firm Stocks and Securities Limited in Jamaica. And he recently discovered, prepare yourself, that the account only had $12,000 in it.
$12,000?
From $12.8 million. Let me do the math for you. Let me do the math. Here you go. That means more than $12.7 million is missing. So Usain's lawyer sent the company a letter saying that if this is true, it would be fraud, larceny, or both. So they need to return the money ASAP. I mean, how did you not know that $12.7 million
when did you stop
missing?
Paying attention to your money?
Scams normally happen to white women, so I'm surprised that a Jamaican... No, listen, all the scam docs on Netflix from, know, they're... White women be scamming, child, but getting scammed. But when it comes to Usain Bolt, I'm surprised he didn't, like you said, bolt up there to check on his coins to see what was happening. He needs to call Keisha Kaur, a fellow Jamaican who knows all about stacking her chips.
Or like a rowdy Jamaican, like a bounty killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go up to the bank with bounty killer and like, yo, this is my man bounty killer, where's my money? Like, I would like to think you would turn it around pretty quick.
Well, he should get Sherry Lee Ralph, honey. That's gonna help him out.
Another fellow Jamaican.
Okay.
Lord of mercy.
All right, y'all, from losing millions to winning millions, if Flo Rida's bank account was low, 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 it sure ain't no mo. And that's because Flo just won a lawsuit against Celsius Energy Drinks. Now, we drink those. Hey, Crank, I had no idea about this. He claimed that after he boosted the company's profile as a brand ambassador, they did not follow through with the terms of his endorsement deal, y'all. So Flo and his company, Strong Arm Productions, well said, fit the bill, flexed their muscle and sued Celsius for breach of contract, and he won $82.6 million.
Reparations!
I said $82.6 million.
Do you think they're going to give him that much money?
I mean, probably
they have
not
to.
Up he front, would, but yeah. They're probably going to be paying him for the rest of his life.
They're legally obligated.
But
unless they can't pay it, I mean, then they just got to figure out a payment plan.
But this is also bad for anybody who wants to buy a Smedium shirt, because he's going to buy them all with the money that he got right now.
Well, right in his Smedium.
So, but Brad, did you drink Celsius because he was ambassador? I didn't know he was an ambassador.
I had no idea he was ambassador. I just loved the way the orange one tasted, and I knew it started out as Russell and Kimura's company.
So do you think he doesn't drink Celsius anymore?
Oh, he's definitely drinking Ciroc, and, you know, it's a celebration. All right, so look, I love a good old TikTok trend as much as the next person, honey, as long as that person is not Waffle House. So recently, a Waffle House menu hack went viral, showing a massive sandwich created with a mountain of eggs, meats, and cheese all over your body. I'm sorry, between two large waffles. Well, Waffle House is not having it. There are over customers trying to order this creation. One location even posted a sign saying, "Order from the menu. We are not making anything you saw on TikTok."
Oh. Why not, though? They still selling stuff.
It sounds to me like you guys like to order extra stuff. Are you like that, Brad, when you go to a restaurant? Do you order extra things that are not on the menu?
Sometimes, but usually if I'm going to a specific place, I want what they have. So I might order an extra side or something that's on the menu, but I order stuff that's not really on the menu.
Well, I do. When you go to Houston, you can order chicken tenders, and it's not on the menu.
They did take it off. I was there the other day.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Which location? Have them, Gary?
Yeah, you just order off
on
the
side. Oh, my God,
side.
I love it.
Well, the side option is probably Shakira's jam.
Full circle. It's a full
circle
moment.
If Waffle House won't give you what you want, you might want to try McDonald's because they have the cheddar. Ooh. We're going to explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. It's time for...
Didn't See Dish Coming.
So this is an interesting story. A TikTok user named Josiah Vargas claims that when he swung by his local McDonald's drive-thru to grab a quick bite to eat, he was handed a bag full of cash in addition to his sausage McMuffin. Okay, now the video has gone viral, as it would, and Josiah shared that he's returned the money. But you think, you know, someone maybe got fired after this, possibly? Seems like a might.
Oh, clearly.
Absolutely. Fired or in jail. That's money.
Why would somebody hand him a bag of cash?
Yeah, but why would somebody get fired for handing in the bag, and why would he turn it in? Because I would have never turned it in.
You wouldn't have turned it in. Why would you say anything?
You would say, honey, that's your God blessing. Bless me. That's my blessing.
Yeah, no. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm thugging it. I would never return that money back. Like, it's mine.
You know, I'm with Gary. Deuteronomy 8:18 states that God will part a blessing where you have too much room to receive it.
Yep.
And what he received was some money.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Gary. That's blessings right. on top of blessings.
So, Carlos, darling, honey, your show Love and Marriage DC returns with its second season this Saturday at 8 p.m. And, baby, honey, I hear there's a new power couple added to the group. Now, Joy Carter and Clifton Petty, honey, who appeared on OWN's Ready to Love in 2021. Take a look.
I'm Joy.
And I'm Clifton. Love, sex, and paychecks.
Man, stop playing with me for these people, stop. Man.
Wait. Keep playing with me, and I'm gonna stop playing nicely.
Who's playing with you?
That's my thing.
Chaos. The whole bunch of drama.
So what can we expect, honey, on this season of Love and Marriage DC?
This season two of Love and Marriage DC is so explosive. I feel like it's a brand new show. Obviously, Love & Marriage Huntsville is the number one show on the network. Love & Marriage DC is picking up where Huntsville left off in terms of exploring marriages in its different phases. And it truly, truly is the best season ever.
Really? I cannot wait to see it. Especially Joy and Clifton. I'm so in love with them from Ready to Love. I'm rooting for them, so I hope they're not a part of the explosion. Okay, I have a question for you, Carlos. Can you tell us anything about why Monique and Chris Samuels left the show?
I always feel like if you aren't happy in a current situation, then you should remove yourself from the situation. So Monique, which I love, she loves me, I love her, she decided to move on and explore other opportunities, and we could not be more happy for her. And look, I'm not NeNe Leakes. The door's not closed.
Okay.
So if Monique ever wants to return, I will welcome her with open arms.
So, Carlos, now, honey, first of all, honey, now, I was doing my research, and I read that you played, honey, for the NFL. Is
what?
That true?
Well, look, I do play with balls, but not in the NFL. So that is the wrong part.
Are you a tight end or a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Honey. I'm a tight wide receiver.
Okay.
That's a new position.
Yes, honey.
Anyway, last week we talked about you crying Huntsville reunion. Now, did Martell talk to you after the show, and do you think he will ever change?
Mm.
You guys know me well. I really do love my cast. I'm not the type of producer who comes in, do the job, and get the check and give it away like McDonald's. I really do love my cast, and I have a deep love for all of them. And when it comes to Martell, think about it. I met him 4 years ago. He was married to Melody. And when you are going through a divorce, it brings out the worst side of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope for Martell is that he heals. And my tears weren't for the audience. It was to let Martell know that as a black man, we should be able to emote. And I saw Martell struggle with preventing himself from crying.
Well, honey, I said that me and my friend Shell was about to say, look at Miss Carlos, baby, doing the white woman. Crying, Karen.
Not a Karen. Well, next up, Niecy Nash was in a state of shock after a DNA test revealed a family secret. Yeah. We'll explain more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Lord, last week it was Julia Roberts, and now it's Niecy Nash. She is in pure shock after appearing on the show Finding Your Roots, hosted by Henry Louis Gates Jr., and our good sis found out her grandfather ain't really her granddad, y'all. Take a look at this.
Oh, beautiful.
The man that not only I believed to be my grandfather on my father's side, but it's also the man that my father and his twin brother believed was their father. And now that whole theory was defunct.
Right, that's right. Their daddy wasn't their daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, Niecy, damn, Gina. That's some life-changing tea right there to swallow. Poor Niecy. Then she had to go tell her dad, who had no idea. Can you imagine having to tell your dad that his dad ain't really his dad?
No.
Hell no.
Oh, my, I wouldn't have told him. I would be like, you ain't gonna never watch this channel. I'm gonna take this channel off your Roku or whatever your TV is. You're not gonna watch this show. I'm gonna make sure you busy when the show is on. I would have never told him. Too old.
Yeah.
He's too old. Like, it, I wouldn't
definitely
do that.
Yeah, and I'm sick of black people now. I about want to trace your damn roots. Hell, this your mama, this
that's
your daddy.
Daddy.
Period.
That's your grandmama and granddaddy.
Dang,
and
that's it. Even,
it's like reality TV messy, so Niecy, call me girl, because I'm a
that
but
be
the
a
thing is, if she didn't tell him, you wouldn't want him finding out from just a
he
random.
He wouldn't find out. He don't.
Thank somebody
you.
Else would see it and then tell him. You, I would rather be the person to
I'd have been
tell
like,
my dad.
That's reality TV. Bye.
Okay, speaking of secrets, we now know Prince Harry is telling all of his in his memoir, Spare. Gary and Carlos, you're going to love this.
Oh, really? We are?
I think so. I think so. So Prince Harry said that Elizabeth Arden's 8-hour cream saved his eggplant.
Really?
You know
Excuse
what I mean?
Me?
Okay, so the Duke of Sussex detailed an incident from a charity trip to the North Pole that affected his pole. Well, his junk was
South
frostbitten.
Pole.
There you go. the South Pole.
His London pole.
Oh, okay. So, HK, you can describe this better than I can. Can you please read what Gary's cousin wrote?
In your British accent.
Sure, why not? My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. I've been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream.
I don't understand. Okay, now, Harry said as soon as he opened the cream, he thought about his mom, Princess Diana, because she used it.
Yeah.
But it must have worked, though, because, well, he did get Meghan Markle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That ain't why he got her, honey. Mm-hmm. Meghan put that black girl magic on that boy.
I believe it. I believe it.
Not that Elizabeth Arden cream.
Is there so many layers to unpack there? Like, you pulled out the cream, started rubbing it on your joint, you thought about your mom's, and then why was your joint out? Long enough to get frostbite.
That's weird.
In any Arctic situation, you ain't wearing like the Royal Long Johns.
Ice skating or something.
Maybe it was like
you know?
A Christmas story when the little kid stuck his tongue on the pole. He stuck his
He peed outside and froze and tapped it.
Up next, it seems like Kanye's new wife Bianca isn't one of his little fans. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Kanye West and his alleged new bride, Bianca Cenzouri, might be in love now, but there's one thing that Bianca didn't like about her new husband. Now, one of Bianca's friends shared that she is not really a fan of Ye's music. So, the friend also said that when Yeezy slid into her DMs a few years back, telling her to come in work for him, Bianca supposedly dropped out of college and started to work for Ye. So, what y'all think, man, about her not liking Kanye's music? Would that have been a deal breaker?
Well, let's ask Brad. So, does Judy like Funkify?
Absolutely.
Is she into like all of your hits?
She does not know all of my songs, but the ones that she does know, she loves.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you have been offended though if she didn't like your music?
No, absolutely not. Right now, just yesterday, she was like, "What do you like? A feminine." I said, "What?" But I wasn't offended at all. Love trumps all that.
Yes.
You can say, I don't like your damn shampoo here.
But I do.
Okay. I don't believe that she was not a fan of his music.
At least for the workout song. You know it.
Jesus walks.
I mean, she's kind of young, so maybe her musical taste was into something else. Maybe
she's been with black
like,
men before. She know the music, honey. Try playing crazy. Huh? You know the girls. Oh, I don't even know that song.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.